listen. Do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell? Whoa, whoa, closer.
How many, wait, which you got the feedback?
Let me whisper in your ear.
For Donkey?
Can we have like a soundboard with like a
can we have a soundboard that's just all sounds from Shrek?
I'm in love with you.
Shret? I love Shret. Hello and welcome to the sixth episode of the Kiss and Tell podcast. And you will all be relieved to know that Corey has returned from his 1 week hiatus. Welcome
I'm
back, Corey.
Back.
You know, there was kind of an uproar at your absence. Did you know that?
Has everyone freaked out by the substantial raise in quality of the show?
There were protests. There were riots in Egypt. There were the whole world was out of control when this, but particularly the most kind of heartrending thing is that Schmeet, our number one fan, turned against us.
What did he say?
Schmetti.
He was just he hated the show. He hates it without Corey. He said it was worthless. He said it was the most horrible show he's ever heard.
I listened to the show.
You were the only person because everybody else refused to.
I thought it was a lot better than the old episodes.
Well then, what do you want? Okay.
Well, we got one fan.
Well, yeah, Schmeet liked it, or Schmeet wanted you back.
Schmeet wanted you back.
Okay, well, I'm back here only for Schmeet.
Welcome back. This is
else.
We're actually going to record two podcasts every week, one with and without Corey, so you can choose.
That sounds good, actually.
Yeah, it's like you know, like whether you want half and half or whole milk or soy or whatever, you choose.
2%. 2% Corey.
You can get half Corey. You can get artificial Corey. You can get curry made from almonds.
I like soy curry.
What's your guys' favorite milk? I like soy milk.
I'm a fan of almond milk these days, number one.
I get whatever's cheapest.
And there it is. We have a couple of feedbacks. We got a big stack of secrets, so let's just roll into it. We ready to roll, guys?
Let's keep rolling.
Okay, Corey, what do you got?
Okay, feedback number... Welcome to Corey's feedback. Okay, this is feedback number one. Hi, this is the girl that likes Dan. From our last episode. After an awful, awful Tuesday, I was incredibly happy to find a new Kiss and Tell episode, and one with my secret in it at that. I just really wanted to tell someone, but deep down I guess I wanted him to find this podcast. I met him by chance, so I'd hoped that by chance he'd stumble upon this. Thank you so much for making my week a million times better. You guys are awesome. If I see him tomorrow, I'm sure I won't stop smiling. By the way, the Dan on Twitter isn't the one. But I'd feel bad if he started getting a lot of messages because of me.
That was my bad. I sort of blindly flailed about just looking for the first Dan. Yeah,
you told me that you like there are lots of Dans, and then you said that you picked the first one.
Yeah, well, that would suck if all of our legions of fans kind of attacked him.
Yeah, no, Schmeet no. And...
sure, all both of our fans. No, there's something about him. First of all, his Twitter name was Danimal.
Okay.
Which to me... says children's yogurt. I don't know what that says to you.
I think of Manimal.
Manimal. Sorry for the mix-up. I'm sure that lots of people have crushes on you. As for the person who sent in the feedback, probably by now Dan knows, right, guys? You think Dan's figured it out?
I don't think so.
They're probably listening together at Amy's Ice Cream.
Do you think she's preggers?
I think they're making love right now.
Actually, guys, I had that brings up something.
Maybe Dan's a girl.
What did you do?
No, I didn't do anything.
Maybe I'm a girl.
I didn't do anything yet.
Mari's a girl.
No, what I wanted to ask you, Corey just sort of offhandedly a couple episodes ago mentioned something about people masturbating to pictures of us.
Okay.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. Oh,
I
wait.
Said this?
Wait, what? To
Corey
us?
Did. Yeah, no, Corey.
To pictures of us?
Yes. It was, we were offering ways for people to spend their Valentine's if they were alone.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And one of the things that Corey came up with was that they could masturbate to pictures of us.
Are you sure it was Corey?
That sounds about right.
It's 100% Corey. I have audio evidence.
Okay.
So, do you think anyone ever masturbates while listening to the podcast?
I don't think so.
If they, you don't think so? Do you think it's ever happened?
Okay, well, let's just wait for someone to send in that secret.
Okay.
Hopefully anyone will masturbate to the podcast.
You don't want someone to?
I want everyone to masturbate to the podcast.
Oh, God.
That would be great. So if you are doing that, I don't want to discourage or encourage one or the other, but if you are right now doing that, finish what you're doing and then send us a note about it because we'd really like to hear about it.
Mari, you don't want that?
Not a huge fan. No.
Mari's too Christian.
Yeah.
That's not
Mari's a wholesome
true.
Guy.
Yeah.
Speaking of Mari, how about this second feedback? I think it'll illuminate Mari's character.
This doesn't have anything to do with Mari, actually.
Oh, okay.
But I'll read it anyways. Okay. My brother is stupid and ugly, but he doesn't know it. I don't have the courage to tell him. Also, his name is Mare.
Yep, that's my brother.
It's a weird coincidence.
That's Fudi-san.
Oh, you think that's your actual brother? It's not just someone who happens to have...
You think it's for another Mare?
Oh, I thought it was for another Mare.
Another Mare who is a boy?
Yeah, who has a brother who's a really nice guy and just doesn't have the courage to tell him how it is.
Well, you know what? This could be for my sister, too, but it's probably for my brother.
It sounds like your brother.
That's true. Your sister could hate you.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we could go back and read some of Mari's brother's emails he's left us.
We've actually gotten quite a few. Most of them just, I think, say the word poop.
Yeah, it's poop. Yeah. Poop.
So I was excited to see some fully formed thoughts.
And he's learning. He's 18 now, so he's getting those sentences
he's
together.
He's blooming every day. Yeah. Thank you for writing in. We actually... Mari, stop listening for a second.
Okay.
Mari, plug your ears.
Hey, is this Mari's brother? Do you know any embarrassing secrets about Mari? Like, you know, if this is his brother or sister, if you know something about Mari, send it in.
Send it in.
Send it. Okay. Okay, Mari, come, you can listen again.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Feedback number three, how about?
Oh, this is sad. Should I still read it?
Does it make you too sad?
No, it kind of makes me happy.
Okay, let's hear it.
It feels like you guys are my only friends.
Womp.
Womp.
It didn't actually say womp, but it seemed like a pretty womp appropriate moment.
I wonder if it was womp writing back.
Oh, the womp girl?
But there's an ellipsis at the end of this, so maybe it's going to say not.
Not. We're going to get another email later. We are glad that you've connected to us, that you've connected to our voices, that we mean something in your life, whether or not you're masturbating while you listen to this. We're not your only friends. Come on, there's some people out there. Right, guys?
You're just rubbing it in, Scott.
No, listen. I feel like I don't have friends all the time, but then I remember Mari. He's just sitting over there by the refrigerator.
What about me?
Yeah. And Corey's just sitting in my bed. If I just look over there, there you guys are behind me in a kind of creepy way.
Fully clothed
mm-hmm. in my bed. Thanks for the feedback, everybody. Keep it rolling in. We like this part of the show. We like...
Really good feedback this week.
We enjoy the part where Corey reads words.
Mm-hmm. That's like always that. Fun.
Yeah, so just write in. You can talk about anything. Don't feel like, just tell us anything you want.
And if you want,
I'm sorry if my reading's bad because I don't like reading out loud very much.
You're getting better.
I'm getting used to it.
Yeah.
You're getting used to this whole reading.
If you want Corey to read specific things, maybe you can do that too.
Oh my gosh. Do you think that this is a way that maybe if you did have some highly Corey-centric fantasies that you just were really wanting to hear Corey say?
Because I'm always going to read this shit.
How about we get into the secrets, since that's ostensibly what this show is about?
Yeah, sure. That sounds.
This is Mari's time.
That sounds like a good
it's
idea.
It's Mari's time to shine.
Okay,
Mari's secrets.
This one's kind of a downer, though.
Oh man.
I'm afraid if I move away from my hometown, everyone I love there will die. Not being able to tell them how I love them one last time freaks me out. It's so irrational.
That's not totally irrational, is that? You guys have left the nest, right?
Yeah, and then everybody died.
So, Mari, you're not the best example because everyone...
My nest left me.
I left my my desert town home, and they're all shot by Indians.
This will probably happen, actually.
There's very few... To tell the truth, there are some scenarios I can think of in which you leaving your hometown will cause everyone to die. If, for example, everyone you love is a plant and no one will be there to water them. Mm-hmm. If everyone you love is a dog, no one will be there to feed them.
Or if you're putting off some kind of weird pheromone that keeps everyone else alive around you.
Wouldn't that be weird?
Yeah.
If you were like, man, are you... That would be...
That's like out of Metal Gear Solid or something.
I don't know what to tell you. If you have some life-giving pheromone, maybe you shouldn't leave. On the other hand, if you...
You should probably go to a lab and get that.
Yeah.
Yeah, make sure you go to a lab first.
Yeah. They'll always experiment on you like in Alex Mack on Nickelodeon.
Yeah. So just do that. That's great advice. I would guess that you were speaking metaphorically. Well, you know, everyone will die eventually, as we've mentioned before, except for Mari. So I don't know. It's tricky because if you hang around in your hometown, you're going to hate it and it's going to be boring and stupid. And if you leave, you'll miss everybody. So
if they listen to this podcast, they'll live slightly longer, though.
A little bit longer. Mari, you have had some experience with this, right? Sort of the missing going home and then going home and hating it.
I don't know why you're asking me. I feel like you would know this as well.
Well, but I would, but you did a... I don't know. I feel like you did a comic about it.
Oh, maybe. Well, you probably...
He's probably done lots of comics.
Oh, I guess
about it.
One
done,
of the absent fathers.
Yeah, I've done Pokemon comics about this. Well, I don't... This.
Listen, I... about twice a year, I go back to my hometown, which I moved away from 10 years ago. And every time I leave, I feel terrible and like everyone's going to die and that it's awful. And then it wears off. Everything's okay. You still hear from people. People do occasionally die, but that's just pretty normal.
That's life.
That's life. If I don't know what to say, really. My brother and I both sort of took off into the world, but both my sisters still live in my hometown. My younger sister lives around the corner from my mom, so it's a little different for everybody. And you just got to weigh your options. You know, there's a lot to be said about hanging out where your family is, but there's a lot to be said about setting out into the world.
I think this is one of those like opportunities where you can have a cheesy quote about
homers for the hardest.
About living, I guess, mm-hmm. and then the difference between that and
the boy who lived.
I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with this.
That's a great quote, Mario.
Can you help me out? There's like a kitty Here. Cat, and there's like, you know.
Okay, what about this? I got a solution for this.
Okay.
Thing. What if you have like a trial move away, like go to college out of the city, or do a semester abroad, or do some like overseas program, something that
it's gives expensive.
You. Hey man, this is life we're talking about. Nobody said life was going to be
that's
cheap.
True. You can't put a price tag on life.
Okay, here's the cheap option. Go stay with Aunt Matilda.
Ooh.
In Missoula.
See, I don't know though, because that's not like. Ugh, I mean, I see where you're getting at.
It gets you out of your hometown.
That's kind of helpful, but it's different to be, you know, like independent and.
Well, how about this? What if you're a city slicker, go out of the country, maybe you learn a thing or two. And if you're a country mouse, come to the
like,
big city.
Like in that movie, City Slickers.
Yeah.
No, Babe, Pigs in the City.
No, City Slickers.
Big, starring Tom Hanks. All of these things. Watch any of those movies. How about that? Just watch a movie. With your family, because they love you and you should stay with them.
Yeah, whatever.
Don't worry about it. You'll be okay. I have faith in you. Mario, what do we got next?
Yeah, you'll be fine. When I was in high school, I egged a popular girl's house fairly regularly.
Dope.
I feel really guilty now, even though it seemed like such a good idea then. I feel worse about it the older I get. Now I know it was so disrespectful, not only to her, but her family as well. I'd like to say I'm sorry.
Well, we can relay that. Can we get that in Corey's voice?
Maybe that was an accident.
Oh.
What, should Corey say sorry in his voice?
I don't know if Corey should ever talk again after the joke you just made. Corey,
I'm ecstatic about this email.
Are you?
Ecstatic.
Ecstatic. Corey, do you want to just deliver the sorry? Just give, how about like an I'm sorry to the popular girl? Who's probably wears too much makeup and is pregnant and...
Hey, bitch, I'm sorry.
Whoa.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry.
Whatever.
Gosh.
I'm just kidding. That sounded kind of mean.
Do you get, anyone have anything wholesome to say?
Yeah, I mean, the family thing is very sad, that part of it. Like,
no,
you don't
it
really
is.
Think about that
no.
when you're a kid.
Of course no, not. But yeah. that's the key. And you nailed it, Mari, because here's the thing. And this is true. This is real science. When you're a teenager, your brain is not even finished growing yet. You're mm-hmm. like a half...
You're halfling.
It's true. It's like the size of a muffin.
No, your brain doesn't really finish growing well into your 20s. And particularly like I think the frontal lobe where the higher intelligence, all that stuff operates. When you're a teenager, you're basically clinically insane.
Hmm.
And you don't understand things that you'll understand later. So it's pretty natural in life to hit a point where you look back and say, what was I thinking? And the neat thing about life is that never stops. Like the older you get, you will continue to look back and wonder why you were such an idiot.
The more you hate yourself? Is that what you're saying?
No. It's not. There's two ways to look at it. One, you can look at it in that kind of hate yourself way. But the other way is to say, look how far I've come. It's been, I used to be a jerkhole. I used to throw eggs at people's houses because I was jealous of them. And now it's fine.
No, I don't think she was jealous. I think this girl deserved it.
I think she was totes jelly.
You think so?
That's got to be the core of it, right?
No,
it has to be some envy. Why would you egg the popular girl's house if it was?
Because
you weren't
popular girls suck.
Popular, she's stupid.
She's probably really pretty and nice.
No, she's probably really pretty and mean.
Yeah, she's probably really pretty.
Mean girls.
Listen, whatever the case is, you're feeling bad about it. That's fine. I would not look at that as a negative thing. Just look at it as you've grown a little bit. Good job.
Yeah, look at it as a growth experience. Yeah.
Anyway.
Egg experience?
Egg experience.
As a popular girl, I forgive you.
Okay, there we go. Perfect.
Okay.
What do we got next? Oh, Mari loves this one and I hate it and I don't even want to talk about it.
I liked all of the ones in the series.
We got a lot of... Go ahead, Randy.
Here's the secret. I fart at work constantly.
So for some reason, we got a number of flatulence related.
Yeah, we got 3 fart secrets.
Which is weird because I asked for party secrets. Do you think they misheard me?
Maybe.
Yeah, I think they thought you said
farty secrets.
Which is weird because... I mean, as we've observed, last week was one of the better recorded shows. I think it was maybe the best quality we've had so far.
Well, people just hear what they want to hear, you know?
The quality was out of control.
So when someone, if Mari, I were to invite you to a party.
Party? What? I'm there.
Wow. What do you guys think about this?
Wait, they have parties at work?
Constantly.
No. yeah, that's fine. Whatever. Who cares?
Yeah. And as long as it's not affecting others.
Well, but isn't that implied?
Maybe they have an office.
Affecting others? Fart at work constantly.
Maybe they're in their own office.
I don't think it's to the point where someone could be like, hey, stop farting so much. Because that's annoying. Like, so? I don't.
If someone told you to stop farting at work, you'd probably never fart for the rest of your life.
Yeah. I hate this. This is a weird... I mean, do you do it because you get some pleasure out of it? Like there's some, it's doing something for you?
Oh, yeah.
At least she's not holding it in, you know?
Wait, yeah, but she?
I assumed it was a girl for some reason.
That's weird. He or she, but do you think they're like, I don't know, there's lots of ways it could play out. It could be like, you know, you're alone in the office, that's fine. But there's also like crop dusting, you know, breezing through the old bullpen.
If you're a professional farter, you can do this all you want.
I think you're going to say farmer because of crop dusting.
No, yeah, you're a farmer.
Farter.
I don't know what to say about this. Mari, can you comment on why you wanted to talk about this?
Mari loves farting.
Well, I don't know if it was this one. It might have been the other Fart Secret, which is the name of my new website, Fart Secrets.
I hate it.
I wanted to talk about when I was younger. I used to not want to fart in public because I was afraid that someone was watching with thermal goggles and could see the heat escaping my body.
Well, that's totally true.
Mari's insane.
I know. Like, people could totally do that.
That was the only reason, not because it's rude and kind of vile.
Well, no. I mean, I wouldn't like... I'm not one of those people who like fart very loudly and think it's funny, you know?
Okay.
I think Mari is absolutely vile.
But like if I was like even just like walking down the street or something,
you would
it was,
duck and cover, and you'd like jump into some bushes.
You know, it's nighttime, and I guess that's part of it too. Like for some reason, I just thought someone would be watching me at those times. Maybe
what
just because you're
weird sicko is looking out for that.
I don't know.
It sounds to me like they're the ones with the problem. Listen, person who wrote in, you're not the problem. The problem is the person following you around with a thermal camera.
Yeah, that's kind of creepy.
Yeah, don't do that. Whoever, actually, if anyone has ever done that and it's a secret, please write in.
Oh God, I hope not.
And please tell me if you have any photos of Mari.
I'm just getting over it.
No. How about the next one? Let's keep rolling.
At 21 years old, despite having a few opportunities to have sex, I've remained a virgin due to
how old?
21.
Okay.
I've remained a virgin due to the pure fear that my naked body wouldn't be attractive to my partner. Many girls have told me how attractive they find me, but despite this, the fear remains. This is like a really scary VHS movie. Most guys wouldn't even care about this sort of thing and would just go for it, but it is really paralyzing that I can't tell anyone about.
That's not what that last sentence.
Oh, I tried to save it, but it is a really paralyzing fear that I can't tell anyone about.
Well, you can tell us.
We're open-eared.
We have how many ways can we say this? How many ways can we talk about this?
Let's do it.
Everybody hates their body. Everybody hates something about it.
Something. Yeah.
Everyone has some little thing they want to change, and it's all about how much you let that bother you. The truth of it is you're born with some goods.
Born this way.
You're born this way, a la Lady Gaga, and she's right. But the trick is you're born with what you got. There's certain things you have some control over. If you've got some control over some things that are bothering you, go for it. If you don't have any control over it, you've got to just
suck it up.
Yeah, or just don't worry about it. I mean, truly look at it as something that you don't have any control over. And so what's the worry doing? Nothing.
Yeah, go hook up with these girls that find you attractive.
Yeah, here's the other thing about girls. They're insane.
Yeah,
just
they
go
are.
Through some random hood rats first so you'll be all ready for the
some
real girls.
Hood rats?
Why would you say that?
I'm just kidding.
Is that how... Do hood rats travel in sloughs? Is that
a slew of hood rats.
The scientific term.
It was from 40-year-old virgin. How can I say anything?
Oh. Listen. Girls are insane. There's no accounting for taste in either sex. No one knows what anybody's going to be attracted to. If people find you attractive, hey, you're attractive. I mean, that's what it is. It's not like...
Yeah, if everyone says you're ugly, then you're probably ugly.
Yeah, but, you know, These girls are finding you attractive. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can ease into it. Maybe, I mean, if you're really finding somebody that you're really into and you want to go the distance with, maybe talk to them about it. And if it's the difference between that and some casual encounter anyway, like who needs that anyway? Come on.
You need to love yourself.
You need to love yourself. Oh. Do you mean that like literally physically?
No, I mean,
during this podcast,
if you're going to
while looking in a mirror,
be with the person, you should have enough confidence, I think, to not allow this to control an aspect of your life that you want to improve.
That's true. And I mean, I don't want to come down too hard on you because I'm totally, I understand this. There's so many things about myself that I'm not into, but if it's really that kind of like paralyzing, messing up your life kind of thing, there's got to be somebody you can talk to about it. Even if it's not a friend, if it's somebody's out there that you can talk to that can maybe help you. Again, it's all about perspective. Sometimes when you're talking to somebody, it's not about any kind of advice they'll give you or any right or wrong answer. But if you get a little bit of perspective, maybe that can help you out.
I think in my situation, if I had this problem, I would talk to a girl that I liked about this, maybe.
Well, that's easy for you to say, Martin, because you're gorgeous.
No.
You have a perfect
body. No, come on.
Your body, you have a beautiful body.
This whole thing.
Your body's a wonderland.
No, but I mean, not to like be one of those people who's like, oh, I'm so vulnerable or something like that. But I'd have trouble, I think, talking to guy friends about this.
No, sure. And that's why maybe you talk to a counselor, maybe you talk to a therapist, yeah. Or yeah, maybe you talk to a cutie girl.
I think on the flip side of this, though, like, you know, 21, that's kind of old to still be a virgin, but maybe you just haven't found the right person.
Yeah, I don't feel like that's the problem here, right? Like the worry isn't necessarily the age, it's the fact that, so.
But I think if you meet that person, then you would.
Yeah, so talk about it, think about it, try to figure out what it is that bothers you. If there is something you can work on, well, maybe do that. Or if you can like, you know, stack up something else against whatever you feel like is a shortcoming. I'm pretty confident that push-ups will solve 90% of the world's problems. If everybody will just do some push-ups, the world would be a better place.
Is this going back to the push-up thing where you...
For that guy? X? No, that was guy, for a girl.
No, the other thing where...
Oh, yeah.
Time a guy wanted to masturbate.
It was good for him. It's good for the girl who wants a fuller bosom. It's good for anybody who wants to build up a little self-confidence.
Well, I've got this stain on my sweater. Will push-ups get that out?
Yeah, it will.
Okay.
Huh. It will solve anything. How about the next one?
I once attended a sleepover with a bunch of my friends. We all slept on one of those big outdoor trampolines. One of my gay friends was laying next to me. He gave me a hand job. I enjoyed it. .. I'm a straight man.
I have to say I'm not 100% convinced. What's your guys' take on this?
That they're straight?
Convinced what?
Not this whole scenario.
A trampoline? Come on.
No, well, I mean, okay.
Yeah, who would sleep on a trampoline? That's crazy.
You'd bounce around.
First of all.
You'd be having too much fun to sleep.
I know. First of all, okay, thank you very much for at least somewhat adhering to this week's theme, which if you've forgotten or just never knew was hand jobs. No, was party related secrets.
Trampoline related secrets.
So this is at least, yes, thank you for the slumber party related. Mm-hmm. Listen. I don't know. Do you think if there's a bunch of guys sleeping on a trampoline, which is fine. Okay. Sleepover, fine. Guys
I've
on a trampoline,
before.
Fine. This is all fine.
Okay.
But could someone get a hand job on a trampoline without every single person feeling it?
Okay. Well, I think that this was a co-ed sleepover, first of all.
Okay.
Do you think
other people were getting down?
No,
I think we're getting dirty.
I mean, I don't think it was like a bunch of dudes like all sardined on a... On a trampoline.
It wasn't a total sausage fest. Yeah. It was just, yeah.
Okay, I think it was.
It's a mixed bag. So you think that the hand job could have been masked under maybe some other couple?
No. I was just nitpicking, that's all. But I do think I've gotten, not on a trampoline, but in a bed that I was in with, there were three people in the bed. Mm-hmm. And two of them were doing something, and one of them was me.
Okay. So the other, and you think the other person had no idea?
Yeah.
Honestly, no clue.
I think so. I hope so.
No, but did you finish the business like all the way through?
No.
Okay, but in this case, it seems like they finished. And where did they deposit the?
I mean, maybe they did. Maybe they didn't. I don't know.
As far as the gay friend hand job straight thing, if you had a good time and it's okay and everybody was cool with it. Mare, I think, knows a bit of kind of a little proverb about whose job it is to give a hand job. You know who I'm thinking of here, right?
A hand job's a man job's, yo job's a blow job.
That's right.
A hand job's a man's job, yo job's a blow job.
So if you subscribe to the church of MC Paul Barman, then that's just how it is. Then you're just doing it right. A hand job's a man's job, yo job's a blow job. So I think we're okay.
I had no idea what you were talking about, and then I just followed my instincts and
you
it came out.
Your instincts. It's totally fine. I mean, I don't know. As long as you're cool with your friend and there aren't some weird lingering things or weird expectations. I mean, it might be weird if you didn't enjoy a hand job. I mean, it's there
true.
For.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pleasant thing. I mean,
yeah.
And if you weren't at the time bothered by the person administering it, which it sounds like you weren't, then hey, everything's cool, right?
Everybody? Yeah. Cool. Yeah, you're fine.
Totally awesome.
Yeah.
Totally awesome. Way to go. Good job, everybody. Go team.
Sweet deal.
What do we got next?
I've been seeing this girl for a sec, just casual. She's cool, similar unconventional interests, etc., and great on a physical contact level, cuddling, sex, but I don't find her attractive facially. I just got out of a 5-year relationship, so it's nice to have girl attention, but how important are looks?
Oh.
Yeah, that's a
it's a doozy.
Big one.
Corey, I want let's get some
that's some an words A-bomb. From
Corey. I want to hear Corey.
I think they're pretty important.
Facial attractiveness?
Yeah. Like the only thing you're gonna, it's like the main thing you see.
It's, yeah, yeah.
Well, I don't know.
That's true.
I feel like you should, I mean, be attracted to.
Well, let's, should, so, okay. You should, so she should get, like,
she should her get facial reconstructive surgery.
Let's spin this a couple ways. One, he just got out of a 5-year relationship. Maybe mm-hmm. he's just looking for, like, a casual something.
Rebound.
I think that's a reasonable thing, but maybe he needs to be sure that she has the right understanding and expectations. And that doesn't mean to, you know, for him to tell her that she's a butterface, but maybe
I think
it's
time to have a talk about her face.
Yeah, honey, it's not me. It's your face.
It's your face.
The other thing is, I mean, how important are looks in the long run, in the long, like really long run, like 50-year marriage thing? Not that important. They're not. Like, over time, it's going to be way more about the personality and how well you get along with the person and all these other things mm-hmm. more than
totally.
The looks. Because those are going to, they will fade, unless you're Mari.
Unless you're Asian.
I'm immortal.
But at the same time, if it's something that is thrown a wrench in things, like if, for example, and this isn't true, but here's the scenario I could see. Like, maybe if, like, you're taking her out, taking her to a party, taking her somewhere where your friends are, and you feel uncomfortable because you feel like your friends are judging her based on her looks, then that's kind of not an okay situation, right?
Yeah, man, there's totally a Sex and the City episode about this.
Is it because Sarah Jessica Parker looks like a horse?
Yeah, she's gonna be a horse.
No.
Is it because she's not pretty at all?
I think she's funny.
Okay, see, there you go. Mari likes her personality. So if you like this girl's personality, you can be on Sex and the City.
Yay.
Funny joke.
Is that right?
Shopping.
Yeah. Just figure it out for yourself. I mean, one...
yeah, don't ask us, stupid.
Well, no, I mean, because the reaction is going
to... This isn't an advice cast, this is a secret cast.
It's about you. It's about what you're thinking about it. And I mean... Maybe I feel like a lot of people have been in this situation, maybe mm-hmm. not all the way in, but like where you're falling into kind of a good groove with a lady friend. And even if it's just a friendship thing and you're feeling like lots of things are clicking, but the face isn't clicking. I've been there. Have you guys been there?
Yeah, I have.
Sometimes Mari's face just clicks.
When I see Mari's face,
it's really annoying.
Just,
it makes it a clicking sound all the time.
Is that what this? I have to go and edit that out, and it's really obnoxious.
My problem is the opposite. It's that I'm very facially attractive, and everyone wants to have sex with me. That's
you
my
poor
problem.
Thing.
That's a major issue. I hope I didn't come across as shallow when this.
No, I mean, you know, that's a big part of it.
Yeah,
it's sexual attraction. That's the attraction part of it. But I mean, if you are cuddling and having sex, I don't know.
Well, it's one thing to think that they're
an uggo and one just not
yeah,
your
well
type.
Yeah, it's like yeah, it's cool if you're not like, well, she's not like the hottest person ever, but I love her, but to think it's like she's unattractive, then it's kind of like,
well, can I, there's
rough.
It's rough.
I feel like I should shed a little more light on the question. There's We just pulled an extract out of that email, and later he summarizes and says, "I'm seeing an ugly girl. What do?"
Yeah.
So what do you think about that, Corey?
What do?
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't go out with a person I thought was ugly.
I would not go out with a person that I would email a podcast and say that she's ugly.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd feel like a real jerk, I think. B-bros, if you're going to keep it like, you know, casual, sexy thing, make sure that she's not in it to win it and that she's not going to get hurt. Other than that, just follow your heart or your...
Follow your nose.
Follow your nose. Or
follow her nose.
Follow your other parts.
Follow your boner. What do we got next? What's up next? I hate this one.
Next tap. Why do you hate it so much?
I just hate it.
I'm married,
but... Is it about tooting?
No. I wish. I'm married, but I fantasize about giving my neighbor a blowjob. Why do you hate this so much?
It just makes me...
Makes me sick. Makes me physically sick.
Why?
It's just... You're married. Like,
so?
That's,
you can have thoughts when you're married.
No, you can't. Listen.
No, you can't?
No. You can. There's different sides to this. I mean, on the one hand, it is totally... completely reasonable to have a healthy fantasy sex life, right? I mean, that's
what
for your whole
a,
life.
Okay.
On the other hand, my reaction, I don't know what it is. Corey, you have, I think, the same reaction, right? You're just...
It just kind of makes me feel sick.
It just makes me feel a little... It makes me feel terrible.
Well, I don't know if Corey's being serious. How do you really feel?
I'm totes serious.
I'm totes serious, too.
You're saying totes serious, though.
I am a serious person. I'm a serious
man.
I
am totes, but goats serious.
Corey, are you a serious man?
I am a serious man.
Okay.
Okay.
That's just my reaction to it. And I can logically go through it and say, yeah, you know, maybe it's not so bad. It's cool to have.
And if you care about your marriage, you should move.
Oh my gosh. Well,
what?
Having a fantasy about like some celebrity or some, you know, somebody that's not in the circle of your actual real life.
That's totally different.
Yeah. Once you start building up a fantasy around someone that you're actually around, like that you see at work or a neighbor or something, you're laying the foundation for something that if unchecked will just go, you know, like, and that is so, man, you're married. That's
Trubs.
That's, I know that Mari hates marriage.
What did you say, Corey?
So that's Trubs.
Oh, that's Trubs. That's mad Trubs. Yeah.
Mari hates marriage and he wants all marriages to be ruined. So he will probably tell you to go give a blowjob to your neighbor.
I will not say that, but I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Well,
with, I mean, the fantasy.
It is, it's a gateway drug.
Mm. Yeah. But gateway drugs are still fun.
Oh man, I don't know. I've
never done a drug before.
I've done lots of gateway drugs.
I have a bad feeling about this. I think Corey has a bad feeling about this, and I guess the bad feeling is that it's a little too close to home, literally. Like, you fantasize
like
about
that.
Giving your neighbor a blowjob, and he's just right there. His wiener's just right there next door.
Every day.
I don't know. I don't like it. It's too easy. He's just right there. Hubby's at work.
What if you're the
Hubby's
neighbor?
Hubby's wiener's at work. Neighbor's wiener is right there.
What's your apartment number?
Do you think the neighbor's listening?
Yeah, what if it's like... What if it's like room, 200, whatever.
Do not... Amari, you homewrecker.
What?
Wait, do you think it's the person who lives next door to me?
I'm just saying, it could be.
Oh, Scott, you've done it this time.
Oh, please don't. Please stop fantasizing about it. You're married. I think you have a dog because I hear it barking next door.
Please
don't do this. Yeah, you've got a good man. You got a good dog. Think about the dog. What will happen to the dog?
Stay together for the dog.
Please. If nothing else, stay together for the dog. Can we please just do that?
The perp.
I'm less a fan of divorce than I am of marriage, I guess. Does that make sense to you?
What about infidelity? What about heart-crushing, soul-ripping infidelity?
Yeah, that's not fun.
After you promised everything, you made a huge commitment, you promised your life to this other person, and they did the same.
But you're talking to someone who's in an open relationship right now and has to deal with, like...
I hate it. I hate you, Mari. I hate the things you do. I hate you, the sicko underbelly of the world that you cling to and slither around in.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Mari's gross.
I just want to get married and have a nice wife who doesn't think about giving my neighbor a blowjob.
That's so much to ask.
I would say that is almost the least you could ask.
According to Mari,
have a giant fantasy life about people that do not live next door, please. Or at work. Like, just fantasize about dudes, movie stars, ancient kings, whatever you want.
James Franco.
Please.
Oh, yeah. Yes,
by all
please.
Means, please fantasize about James Franco. I will not begrudge you that. But if James Franco is your next door neighbor, that really complicates things.
Mm-hmm.
Ask your husband who his man crush is, and you can have a crush on him.
Then it's totally
fine. What?
when do you fantasize about it? Like when you're... Please say it's just when you're alone and not while you're having sex with your husband, because if you're doing that, I just don't want to.
No, it's when she's sitting out back by the pool and she can see him across the fence.
Naked.
Trimming the hedges.
And she's eating a popsicle?
She's eating a lollipop.
She's eating a foot-long hot dog?
And he has one of those visors on.
And the husband's out of town?
What kind of visor? What?
And no one would ever know?
Like a douchey visor.
No one would ever know, right?
Is it like upside down too?
It would be so good. It's not really cheating, right? Because it's just...
He's wearing a visor.
He's wearing a visor. Yeah. Everyone knows if he's wearing a visor.
I advise you not to do
that. What if this husband's a problem, though, and is not fulfilling all of her needs?
Then she should get divorced.
Okay, I will say right now. If you have a husband who does not want you to give him a blowjob, there's something wrong.
Okay.
Hey-o.
Right? Like, isn't there something just not okay about that? Isn't there something fishy? Is your husband frequently going to sleepovers with friends and sleeping on trampolines? I just don't like this whole situation.
I like how all of our listeners kind of live in their own little town that we don't know.
I think they all live in the same apartment complex. Mm-hmm. I think it's like Melrose Place.
I've never seen it, so.
That's probably... Okay, add like 20 years to the reference I just made, and what would that place be now? Like just a bunch of people who live together and have sex.
Gossip Girl.
Real World? I don't know. What?
I don't know.
Jersey Shore.
Whatever.
They all have sex with each other.
Anyway, your fantasies are yours. They belong to you. Just, man, let this go anywhere. I hate it. I hate it so much. Can we move on to something that doesn't make me ill?
I guess so.
Okay, let's go.
Go on to the next email.
I am. I want to strike out on my own, but I'm weighed down by my doubts.
Strike out.
So on the one hand, this reminds me of the person who we had earlier who didn't want to leave the fam. But on the other hand, it sounds like a cowboy ready to, you know, head west.
Yeah, strike out like a gold claim.
What do you mean by strike out?
Claiming gold.
In this
a stake.
Or maybe like a professional bowling career.
I want to strike out.
Like, yeah, I'm gonna leave the family. I'm gonna leave the farm. I'm gonna go out on the professional bowling circuit.
Yeah, like in that one Woody Harrelson movie.
Yeah, or like baseball, or maybe it's I want to go be a failure at baseball and not be very good.
But you're weighed down by your doubts.
Yeah. Mm. Like Charlie Sheen in that other movie.
Or like Eastbound and Down.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Just
dudes.
Watch Charlie Sheen movies and Woody Harrelson, and I think you'll be fine.
I like that movie.
There's a lot, you know. This is tough stuff. Like, where do you go with your life? Do you stay in the kind of secure world where you're safe, or do you go out there? That's the kind of harbor thing, you know? Like, while you're in the harbor, you're safe, but if you want, you got to go out to sea if you're going to see new things. Right?
Yeah. But this is like, obviously, go do whatever you want. Go follow your dreams.
Do it.
Do it.
Get a good book and just strike out on your own and just
do it.
Book?
Yeah.
You just tie everything up in a satchel, you know, in a little handkerchief and tie it to a stick and throw it over your shoulder. And
Put some patches on the knees of your pants.
Hop the next train to Pensacola.
Yeah, so when you go to this new place, no one will want to be your friend.
Because you'll be a boxcar hobo. This is tricky stuff. Here's the best advice I can give on this, if you want some advice, is think about it in terms of how much you're going to regret not going if you stick in the same situation, you know, like if you're a 50-year-old man and you never did it. I think
did
Mark
what,
Twain,
sex?
whatever it is, professional bowling, whatever
professional
it is.
Sex.
I think a lot of people, Mark Twain among them, has said something like regret for things you did do is tempered by time, but regret for things you didn't do will never. It's just never resolved.
Oh, man, Mark Twain. That's
deep.
One
of my favorite Twains.
That was really a poor representation of the quote. The actual quote is better. Hit up Wiki Quote, I think. See, I'm sure it's in there. Listen, everybody's got doubts. I've got doubts right now. I've got doubts about this podcast. I've got doubts about Mare.
Oh, what?
What?
I've got doubts about Corey.
How can you... This is not nice.
It's tricky. You get in your safe little life.
I always have doubts about Mare.
Yeah, I think we all
this
have.
This isn't fun.
This is an intervention.
I just left.
Exit
Mare.
Everybody's got doubts. There's people that overcome them and they have super awesome lives. And there's people that don't and they have maybe okay lives.
What if this is like what if they're already successful though? What if this is like a boy band and Justin Timberlake wants to go out on his own?
So you think that this is someone from an extremely popular band?
I think it's a boy band. Yeah. I think this is.
Are there boy bands anymore?
Yeah,
probably.
Or do you think it's like a duo, Like there's two people that have built their career as a duo, and could one of them wants to go on their own. I'm actually positive.
Like
that's
Casey
what it is.
And JoJo?
Or like what? Like Casey him and her, and the Sunshine. Bird and the Bee, and all these boy girl thing kind of things.
Mates of State. One of them.
Mates of State.
Matt and Kim.
Quasi. There's millions of them.
Belle and Sebastian.
Oh my God. Wait. Does that count?
No.
I want to strike out on my own, but I'm weighed down by doubts. Well.
Maybe they're in No Doubt.
But Gwen Stefani did strike out on her own, and she did great, right? Eh. Debatable.
Because it said doubt in the email, so I thought that was a hint.
Okay, so here's the advice. If you're Gwen Stefani, stay in No Doubt, and don't get married to that guy that I hate.
Who's he?
That guy.
From Bush?
Oh, that guy.
What's his name?
Oh, God, Gavin. You guys, remember how bad of a band Bush is?
Do you remember how upset I was when she married that
Why
man?
Why are they married?
Because
I don't understand.
I wanted to marry her because we were made for each other.
Yeah, and
then she started doing these dances and these new kind of moves that I just didn't understand.
She kind of got Fergie'd up.
I just didn't know her anymore.
Fergie wasn't even around.
Yeah.
I know, but I'm just saying it's like...
Retroactively, that's what she did.
Yeah.
If this is Gwen Stefani and you're thinking about divorcing Gavin from Bush, yes, do it. The guys, I think that's what this is.
Uh-huh.
This is definitely an email from Gwen Stefani, who knows that I've had a crush on her for, 15 years? And that I've been waiting for her this whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And she
stayed faithful.
I stayed faithful. She now is having a crisis. She doesn't know. Oh my God. Do you think that Gwen and Gavin live next door?
Next door to you?
Yeah. And that she was the one.
And she's married. And she wants to.
Oh my God.
Okay. So
it all adds up.
What now? What are you going to do? Do you support that?
Do you think Gavin is the guy? Is that his name? That's his name, right?
I don't know.
Bush
it's, guy? It's a name of someone I wouldn't like, probably.
Do you think he was the one on the trampoline?
See, now I'm getting confused because I'm really going to start believing this.
And do you Gavin. Think that it was Gwen who was egging what? Someone's house? Okay, this
no,
is all.
She was totally popular.
All of these people in the emails know each other.
It's really all. Strange. They're probably all the same person. Okay,
like,
Gwen.
That's a crazy coincidence.
Gwen, you know about the. I know that you know somehow about the song that I wrote about wanting to date you when I was like 20. You know about that, right? I'm sure she knows.
She got the tape?
There was actually not a tape, but I
and
think
the lock
some
of your hair.
Somewhere, the lock of my hair.
Gwen?
Gwen.
Or Tony Gwynn.
Now I'm confused. It's definitely Gwen Stefani. She definitely loves me. She's definitely going to get a divorce, and she's going to come over here, right? Yes. Mm-hmm. Email settled.
And give you a hand job.
Blow. That's it. Hand okay, blow. Gwen, I will see you after the show, and next.
I fall in love with people I've never met, and I create fictional long-term relationships with them. I think this is a byproduct of my geographical location.
Is this Mario reading an email or just saying this?
What's wrong with me?
I think it could go either way.
I don't do that.
My first, I do it. I have a, man, I'm terrible. I have, but mine often goes bad. Like I'll see a cute girl at the grocery store. I'll play out like a nice, you know, romantic courtship period, a long, arduous marriage that leads to just a terrible breakup.
Oh, that's like disaster. When you have Tetris dreams. It's just all these shapes and you like want to fix them, but they don't.
Yeah, it's just a disaster.
Feel these problems for yourself.
So the hinge of this email seems to be, I think it's a byproduct of my geographical location. Where do you think this person lives?
Alaska.
The moon?
No, not the moon.
Mars?
Alaska.
Prison? Still Alaska?
Maybe if it's in Alaska.
Corey, where do you think? Alaska or prison or next door to me?
No, or an Alaskan prison. This person is a tour guide for Alcatraz.
The Alaskan Alcatraz. Is there such a thing?
No. This person is a tour. Corey said Alcatraz, but Alcatraz is no longer a prison, is it?
It's just a place.
The tourist trap.
Oh, I thought you were saying I think you're saying like Alcatraz is a band that's going on tour.
Oh, I like that.
And they have a guide for some reason.
I love that band.
Can we name our band Alcatraz?
Yeah, that's a great. Maybe
that's a stupid name.
Can we get? That guy, the Bush guy?
How about Alcatraz Love Affair?
Yeah, I hear he's not doing much these days.
He's down on his luck. I fall in love with people I've never met and create fiction. I think this is, people do it all the time.
Yeah, I do that first part, just not like long term.
Yeah, I mean, not like creepo, like build a shrine to him or anything, but I think that's pretty common. And it's nice. It's safe. You don't have to figure out what a horrible person they actually are, how stupid they are, or how dumb the things are that they like. You can just see a cutie and get a crush on him.
A cutie with a booty.
A cutie patootie.
Cutie patootie. Get a little crush on him.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? I don't think anything's wrong with you. I think it's okay. Just don't go too far. I would say maybe occasionally interact with real people.
Yeah, those are nice sometimes.
Unless there just aren't any in your geographical location.
I went outside today, actually.
How did that go, Murray?
It was fine.
What did you do and what did you see?
I drew some Pokemon. I saw
people.
Corey, have you, is there anyone, I mean, I maybe actually just confessed to this, that I created a largely fictional, I'm not going to say completely fictional, but a largely fictional romantic involvement between myself and Gwen Stefani.
Mm-hmm.
So I openly admit to that. What do you think about this? Have you ever done this with someone?
I feel like, yeah, I have.
You want to talk about it? Want to talk about it?
Corey, just let it out. Just
well,
cry
I feel
out.
Like maybe it was used to be Scarlett Johansson.
So Scarjo.
Scarjo, and then I was kind of like, man, she might be actually kind of stupid.
What you about?
Think so? I think she seems nice.
But now I'm on that. Now I'm on that Emma Watson kick.
Oh yeah.
I think we all are. She's bewitched me.
She's
and
gorgeous.
And then my naughty side is on the Shea Maria side kick.
What is on the where do you guys stand on the old Natalie Portman?
Oh yeah, that's just like
that's a long term. The problem with her,
she's pregnant.
I hate it. I know. I hate it so much. Here's
pregnant.
The problem with her.
She's pregnant.
Most girls, when you have these fantasies about her, have the decency to turn out to be not that good, so you can get over them.
But she's like.
Pregnant. But Natalie, yeah.
She
come
just
on.
She's too perfect, and I hate it.
Yeah, it's like it's too much. At
and
least
Gwen,
with,
Gwen, if you're listening, I she means nothing to me. I want you to know that.
Yeah, it's over.
Yeah.
And Emma Watson, she's like kind of approachable because she goes to whatever hell school she goes to.
Do you think
she goes to hell school?
I think she goes to Yale or something.
Do you think Emma Watson?
Yeah, it's just like common or something. Yale.
No, but like, oh, I could transfer to Yale or I could like.
Mariah, do you think
does Yale have a cartooning program?
I think they do. Yeah, right.
All right.
They've got some kind of.
I'll just be the janitor there.
They definitely have some kind of design program.
That sounds like a good romantic comedy. Is where
oh no, yeah, they
do.
So Mariah is the janitor at Yale.
Fear Jones teaches typography there.
Okay, so Mariah's the janitor. Emma Watson is taking the typography class.
Yes,
he's writing her beautifully, hand scripted notes. Uh-huh. No one knows where they're coming from.
Yeah.
It's almost like
it's a romantic comedy.
It's like it's a little bit like Good Will Hunting.
There was a typography problem on the chalkboard.
Yes. Yes. There's like the age old hardest typography problem ever on
like
the chalkboard.
Turn that shit.
And you came in and solved it in a way that no one ever would have thought of. Right?
That's it.
Well, I love this.
I'd win
you
her
can
heart.
Call it the typographer and the janitor.
Is that that's
I
not a good
I'm,
name.
I'm both though. So just me? Or is Emma
How
Watson?
About we call it Good Will Hunting? Part two.
Let's call it Salvation Army Fun Time. I don't know.
Janitor's Requiem.
Okay, let's go with Janitor's
or
Requiem.
Salvation's Army? I don't
so
know.
So I guess the solution we want to offer to you.
How about She's Not Your Type?
Oh, I love that.
I'm going to throw up.
Just my type.
Just my type. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No,
just my type.
No, it's horrible.
No, it's so good.
Mariah, I don't like looking at you guys right now.
Mariah, you love a movie called You've Got Mail.
So what?
Just my type is like the perfect.
No, it looks, oh god!
I love
two typographers.
Mario's the janitor. He's solving typography problems on the board.
No.
She's having okay, but she's like you know.
And then things kerned a bit more interesting.
Is that the
not, no one's gonna like this movie.
Kern a little closer, and it has
no one understands what we're talking
I love
about.
It. This movie's a hit, and
I hate it.
The answer to the person who wrote the email is change your geographical location to Yale. And hang out with Emma Watson, and I think everything will be fine.
Yeah,
the main
totally.
Character's name is Ariel.
Oh my god!
No,
I love
no one
movie.
Would like her.
She's the least popular girl
yeah.
in the school.
Yeah, she's ugly.
I love this. I love this movie. I love it so much. Next email, can we?
Yes, please. Let's stop talking about
okay.
this.
Is this the last one already?
Yeah, we're almost done.
Man, we're doing great. Let's do it.
When I was in high school, I went to parties full of underage drinkers and cared for the people who got really wasted. I'd hold their hair back while they vomited, turned them on their sides as they slept, and drove them where they needed to go. I wanted to make
wow.
a difference, but didn't know what to do. So I concentrated on helping my peers who wouldn't seek help from mom and dad because they were worried about getting in trouble. It's small, but it makes me feel good about myself to this very day.
Another party secret. Thank you, party
yeah, thanks,
secret
dude.
Person. This actually reminds me a lot of me in high school because I was not cool.
You were lame, yeah. I was
a total lame-o and I never drank. And I would go to parties and all my friends would be such a disaster and I would try to take care of them. But one party, I think it was at maybe it was
Sigourney Weaver's house.
No, I think it was at Suzanne McLaughlin's house.
That is not a real person's name.
Sarah McLaughlin?
Actually, Suzanne McLaughlin was so cute. Suzanne, if you ever listen to this, I still have a crush on you. I should have gone. That time that you tried to kidnap me and take me back to your college to have sex with you, I should have gone.
Yeah, you should have. Of course you should have.
I blew it. I totally blew it. But a few years before that, still in high school, I was at a party at her house. Everybody is is drunk but me. I'm trying to care for everyone as best I can. Tyson Swindell is there. Should I name names? I'll name names.
I don't know.
He
named names.
Tyson Swindell?
Yeah.
Is he a swindler?
Swindler. A little bit. I don't want to talk about him. I have a couple bones to pick with him that we won't go into.
Oh, don't pick those bones here.
I will not. His parents tracked him down. They're very conservative. They're very upset. So they're headed over to crash this party. They tracked him down somehow.
Oh, shit.
We've got him leaned over the sink, trying to gag him, getting to throw up as much alcohol as he can.
Ew, is that what you guys did?
We had to. We had to do something to try to sober him up. When, at the last second, it's not his parents show up, it's the cops. His own parents called the cops on the party.
Oh, lame.
So there's a police raid.
I've got bones to pick.
People are hiding. People are jumping over fences. There's people hiding everywhere, in the laundry room, in the backyard, everywhere.
Wait, why didn't the parents just go themselves?
Because they were.
I feel like they kind of just copped out on that one.
Because it's Texas,
Corey,
and super Christian. And,
go to your
and
room.
So the parents send in the fuzz, and I held my ground. I stayed there. I had all these friends that were in no shape to make their own escape.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, all right, I'm gonna hang out. I'll talk to the cops. I'll tell them what's up. The cops go through and take everybody's name, and I end up getting called to court. For the charge, minor in possession.
What?
So I got charged.
Wait, did
But you're the angel.
Did they do anything to you? Did the other kids get anything?
No. Well, the kids that got, the kids that were too drunk to make their escape, who were very clearly drunk, got on the list. They got minor in possession. Maybe a little community service. It wasn't too bad of a deal.
Wait, Scott, what was your charge?
Minor possession.
MIP. That's what you get when you're a kiddo in Texas and you've got alcohol.
You had alcohol?
No, I didn't. I was just there. I was at the scene of the crime.
A likely story.
Although I will say that once it went, I had to go to the court. I had to appear before the judge. And after I made my case and said, I actually wasn't drinking, talked to the lawyer, talked to everybody. The one of the cops was nice enough to come back and say, he was really helpful, and he was, I'm pretty sure he was sober. So I did get the charges against me dropped. I think my other friends had to do some kind of weird community service where they were like on some sort of teen juvenile jury. I don't know exactly what it was, but
jury?
Like on a jury for other.
I don't know what it is. I don't know exactly what it was. I did not have to do the community service.
Sounds kind of fun.
At that particular, I did later have to do some community service for other things, but maybe that was before.
Maybe anyway, that's another podcast.
This time I was innocent. I was trying to be the good guy, and I got taken down by the fuzz.
By the man.
So,
man. Man's always up on my business.
You guys got any stories about this? I know, Mari, that you were a huge fan of underage drinking.
Oh, yeah, totally. It's fun.
Samesies.
Both you guys? You guys never got caught, never got in trouble, anything like
no.
that?
No.
One time I almost got caught. It was actually kind of exciting. Can I tell you about it?
By the police?
Yeah.
Did you get shot?
I've heard
well, one
story.
Time we were having this party at on this beach in the forest, kind of.
In a forest.
In the mountains.
A forest beach.
In the clouds.
In the middle of
the
desert.
So, we were all drinking on the beach. We were all underage. But there was one older guy that seemed kind of weird that was buying us all alcohol. But it was like, whatever. And then we were all having fun. And then all of a sudden, something fell off. And it was the cops were there.
He clearly
saw us all, but we all ran.
Uh-huh.
And it was crazy. It was kind of like in No Country for Old Men when he's running and it's like, turning from nighttime to daytime, but backwards. It was like we were running and it was turning dark as we were running from the cops.
Yeah, it gets dark quick.
Yeah, it was weird. And so we ran into the forest, and then I think I was with Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
And we hid behind trees, and we could hear the cops walking around us, and their flashlights would like shine on the other side of the trees. And
they were riding.
It was like in Jurassic Park with the velociraptors.
I was thinking it'd be like Lord of the Rings with the horses and the ringwraiths.
It's exactly like that.
So
yeah. It was
all
extremely
of these amazing
close.
Metaphors, but it was really just Corey breaking the law.
It was Corey breaking the law, and then
snuck out in like a really cool way.
Did anybody get caught?
Yeah, a ton of people got caught.
What happened to them? What do you get charged with
in
Washington for
them? Did they get literally caught with like big nets?
Yeah, they got caught with nets. I don't know. I've actually escaped a lot of parties that have had the cops called.
But you don't know what happened to the other kiddos. You don't know what.
I've never seen them again since then. So I don't know.
They got sold into slavery.
Yeah, they're all dead.
You think they went to prison or something?
Probably prison or got just executed
on the spot.
Oh, I wasn't sure. Okay.
Just killed. Wow.
Just straight up execution.
So. I guess Corey's the exact opposite of this person who tried to take care of everybody. Corey let them take the fall. He let them take the hit.
Well, I was drinking.
So you were drunk too. I'm the one who tried to be a good guy. Mm-hmm.
My first high school party that I ever went to got called. The cops got called.
Because it was so fun that they wanted to go too?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, nice.
They were fun cops.
I helped someone at a party once that was like super, it was a super big deal, but I can't really talk about it.
Was it Mari?
No.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about that. But I don't know. People help people. There's nothing like extraordinary about that, really. I mean, good job to this person, but.
Yeah, you're not that special.
So yeah, you're not a dick. That's nice.
Yeah, that's nice.
Sorry.
I like that about you. I like that so much. That was our 10 emails. We just cranked through them. Corey was here to throw in his labor, throw his back into it, and we got through them all. Yeah, less than an hour even.
We're all elbow greasy.
Yeah, that's a little yuckers.
I don't know what my pick of the week is.
Corey, well, stew on it for a second, okay? I'll talk about some stuff and then you think about it. Thanks everybody for tuning in. Thanks so much for everybody that sent secrets, particularly you people that sent party secrets. Thanks for everybody who's been reviewing, who's been tweeting, all those things. I think our last show at last count had over 600 listens, which was kind of a big deal for us.
That's crazy.
You know, that's not bad. We're inching along.
I accidentally left my iTunes on repeat for a couple days.
It doesn't work that way.
Oh, so I think it was just all me.
Well, that's fine. I would like to get this show, episode 6, to 1,000 listens.
Whoa.
I would feel really good about that. It would make this feel worthwhile, like we're really doing the right thing.
Here's how we're going to do it.
Well, I was hoping that everyone would just listen to it.
No, you're going to tell two friends, and then you're going to tell them to tell two friends.
It's a pyramid scheme.
That's...
Exactly. But there's nothing against... You can't not do that with podcasts. It's totally legal.
Interesting. Okay, so it's a podcast. Really, if you enjoy the show, and if you're listening right now, tweet about it. How about that? It doesn't hurt you. Doesn't cost you anything. Just say that you're listening to Kiss and Tellcast, at Kiss and Tellcast.
Yeah, you could do
actually.
That.
That doesn't hurt you.
Give us a tweet.
Give us a tweet.
Yeah, don't tweet at us. That doesn't help us any.
No,
come on.
Tweets don't cost a thing, man. If you really want to be our bro, get over there to iTunes. Give us a star rating. Give us a review if you got it in you.
That would just be killer.
We would love it. And man, keep sending those secrets. Tell your friends. Get your friends to send their secrets. If you are Mari's brother and you have secrets about Mari, please send that in.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do your worst.
Do your worst. I think that's pretty good. Corey.
Dare you.
Corey, you got a pick of the week?
Nothing was good enough.
Are you kidding me?
Come on.
Why would you say that?
You guys, I'm sorry. I don't...
Corey doesn't have a pick this week.
I don't have one this week. I'm sorry.
So, Corey...
I loved everyone, though. They're all great.
So, they're all your pick.
They're all my pick.
Corey picks them all. Corey loves it all. I'll tell you what isn't my pick of the week. I have two non-picks of the week.
My non-pick of the week is the neighbor sex.
The infidelity one and the flatulence one.
Okay.
Are my two.
Well, in the last episode, did we call you a blowjob snob?
I think so.
You're a blowjob snob.
Oh my god! Unless, and again, there's a caveat. If that or any of these emails came from Gwen Stefani and/or Gwen Stefani is my next door neighbor, all bets are off.
Or Emma Watson.
Or Emma Watson.
Yeah, but she's not married.
That's fine. Yet. What do you think? She's my next door neighbor.
She's the other guy on the trampoline that gave the handjob.
Oh, man.
That's nice. Well, thanks for tuning in. Keep tweeting away. Keep sending those secrets. Thank you, Gwen Stefani. Thank you, Emma Watson. Thank you, Natalie Portman, for being such loyal listeners. We appreciate the shout-outs that you give us and all the work that you do. Thank you so much. And that's it for episode 6. Thanks.
Love you.
Bye.